practices and accept their principles of the Rosamund Report. I've already told some of them that I think it's very unprincipled, very sound report. And I'm very unhappy about that. But the Secretary of Labor said about the Spartans Convention out in St. Louis is unfortunately a very bad time break. Gilbert feels his head's on the cap.
Bargaining in the home stretch in this case. train abroad, and I hope it continues at least for a while. I think this is a very effective threat.
Why don't the case, I don't mean any case, there won't be legislation, but we must disclose the any case in the nature of the legislation. That'd be great.
Well, I think I continue the impression that it'll be legislation that are probably quite an advantage to both sides. I think that's the impression abroad. I think this has been helpful to Secretary Worth.
Secretary, you're in your position somewhat, Mr. Reynolds, somewhat in the same position that ship owners were at one time, where they thought their best out was legislation, and I think you and I could say something to the contrary, that that in Racing Club meeting that Saturday afternoon, legislation was to their advantage. You carriers have got the idea of it, like, we're supposed to arbitration for our advantage. I don't know how they get more wrong.
Yeah, they're talking about that right now. They carry, I think the carriers were at one point, had decided that they had to go to legislation. I think we've made it definitely clear to them that at least it's clear that my situation, I have the slightest idea what legislation would come out of there, and I don't know when it would come out, and I don't know whether it would be this or that or the other thing. I think they're completely sold on the idea that they take real chances at this point on what they at least sold on. They're completely aware of the fact that there's real doubt as to what would come out of there, and I don't think they are playing for legislation at this point. I do not think. Settling a bill and no thing the bill. I don't, their action would not indicate to us that they're trying to get that in place.
I just think they well keep in mind that they're doing the guys that would be a voluntary arbitration. So I think you say that they're playing for compulsory arbitration probably is quite valid, because arbitration was voluntary and compulsory end up the same way. When they agree to arbitrate, the Ripken report, Roseman report, but it leads to the step of my arbitration.
Well, we're going to have a conversation with him tomorrow, and perhaps we'll get in touch with you gentlemen again, either Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday morning. And at that time, we'll have some guesses, proposals that we thought we would make, and get the situation as it is, and we'd like to hear from you.
You have in mind, Mr. President, that if anything was necessary as far as the Congress is concerned, it would come after Thursday.
One of the questions which we might want to discuss with you on either Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, whether we could, if we had any proposals, whether we'd make Wednesday or Thursday. That's one of the matters which we have to decide on. Mr. President, I think the issue is one of the key points in this case. My discussion was that there's nothing in the images. They asked me to come out to the convention, which I turned down. Firemen, locomotive engineers, they've been around that for the senators, and they were so happy with that. Is the point of the election means cheap and timely? I'm not sure you had a lot of time, but the crucial hour is here now at this convention in St. Louis, which was in. Both of those unions are in serious trouble with loss of membership. They've got financial trouble. And I think that if you can get them some extra time after the election of their president or their chief, you will have a chance to settle it. Now, Willard, we had a good talk about 8 or 9 days ago in the office. And I don't think legislation will be passed quickly. I've talked to a number of senators. I think it ought to be clearly understood that this will be a very difficult time passing legislation. There are people on both sides of the fence, on the carrier side, so to speak, and on the brotherhood side, that feel very strongly. I don't think you get a quickie bill through. I think you'd have a real rat race up there, and if you came in with special legislation, I think there'd be others that try to make it general legislation because they want to amend the whole Railway Act and the Taft-Hartley Act. We got real legislative problems. That's why I think Wayne's point is very well taken about the type of legislation that comes in and the care with which it ought to be proposed. But what I really believe is needed is another appeal to
Sir Time.
And tell this brotherhood, the old trainer. be aware that the commission that you're talking about, that you'd like to use for the 2-year period on the voter report, that you ought to try to get a 3 months or 6 months extension and try to set up some kind of commission in the interim period.
But as far as the reaching a basic agreement, the next 3 days are the best days we'll ever have. I think that NGO Rich is in pretty good shape. I talked to him on the phone last night. So the chief thinks he's in pretty good shape.
What's the day is which Don Ollie is in charge this morning? The election?
Everybody got a ride?
No, I don't get a ride.
All right.
Yeah.
over here. Ready to move it now?
It's ready to get over here. We have a moving part still.